Welcome once again to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast, the podcast where a group of nerds, comedians, and improvisers play through the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games. As usual, this audio comes from our live stream, which we stream every other Friday on the Saving Throw Show channel. You can find us at twitch.tv/savingthrowshow from 7:30 p.m. through 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to learn more about us, you can find us on Twitter at NTMTOpodcast, or you can go to our website, StarWarsRPGPodcast.com. As always, you can find the full video episodes up on YouTube on the Saving Throw Show channel. Here we go!
Cool.
Hey, everybody. Welcome!
Welcome!
Hey.
Welcome back to Never Tell Me the Odds, the Star Wars RPG podcast. Podcaster group of comedians, improvisers, nerds, actors, and friends all get together to play the Star Wars RPG by Fantasy Flight Games, which is such a great company.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Good job, fans.
Yes.
You guys are joining us for Chapter 4 of 4 for Episode 3, Pit of Despair. So this is the little adventure we started telling 8 weeks ago, and it is concluding tonight in the depths of the planetary penitentiary, P-1T, otherwise known as the Pit, where a group of rebellious Imperials have decided to betray the Empire, break into a maximum security prison, rescue some NPCs who they previously knew for various ways, and try and get out alive. And that is working out, question mark, to some degree.
We'll see, but not for one of us who's not here.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Empty seat for Amy, who we killed in real life. Spoiler.
She's really dead.
Real life.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm a bad guy.
you could tell by your shirt.
Yes, that's right. Ooh. Oh, despair.
Despair.
Oh, I don't like that.
Despair. I was thinking of making a Triumph shirt, and all you guys could wear Triumph shirts.
That would have been cool.
I got it cool.
No.
Team Triumph.
All you guys wearing bright yellow shirts with a big black Triumph symbol.
Yeah, they didn't need like a Darth Vader mask the whole time that you...
Yeah.
That's basically this, yeah. And who am I? I'm David Krennan. I am your DM, GM, Galaxy Master, maybe.
Galaxy.
That's right. And I'll be trying to kill you guys as well as I can. But who else is at the table? Who we got? Who's that?
I'm Faith. I'm Faith Clapp.
Hi, Faith.
I'm a person.
Hi.
She's a human being.
But I'm not playing a human being. I'm playing a Rodian named Rhi Moyeen. She's a bounty hunter out for vengeance.
Vengeance.
And I'll leave it at that. Unfortunately, my vengeance has been swiped out from under me as the warden that we are going against has met his end.
That's right. Played by none other than everybody's favorite insane character actor.
Oh. Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover, who, tragically, I just realized how to do an impersonation of his voice, which I was
I was
doing him over the top. Yeah, but I forgot that he's more like, Lorraine?
Yeah.
You can't possibly do that.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been talking like that. He's been more screaming and waving his arms about, or he was, till his head was sliced off by a lightsaber. But we'll get into that in a second.
Cut.
Put him back up on the wall there. Okay, who else do we have?
Hi, I'm Garav, and I am playing a Toydarian, looks like this, named Grango.
And he talks like this the whole time, and he's a very charming gambler. He loves his chance cubes, and he loves to gamble.
Oh!
That's what he does, he gambles.
Double blue! I love it.
So, Merce, one of our leader of the group, I guess.
Yeah.
Had promised me that if I joined him for this cause, that I would get essentially taken out of the Empire. They would leave me alone. He would work
special
his contacts.
Special dispensation.
Yeah, just for my casino on the planet that I'm on, which would make everybody want to come to that casino.
Sure.
Great for business. So I'm here for business, and that business has gone terribly because Merce is dead.
Yes, excellent. Good recap.
Thank you.
We have a brand new face at the table as well. Who is this charming gentleman?
Oh, well, I'm quite charming. My name is Cameron Benton. I'm an actor, and I'm playing Quintel, the Chadra fan outlaw tech. If you listen to some of the older episodes, you'll remember me. I talk like this because I'm a little bat character, and I also am a kleptomaniac, which is my obligation.
That's right. So fans will remember him from episode 2, Saving Life Day, where he played Chowder Fan. And we've actually seen you. I was trying to do your voice in the last couple episodes we've done of or
like
scenes,
it was
chapters.
Like if you split the difference between Crispin and yours, that's kind of where you were landing.
I'm about that. Yeah. I can also do like Stitch voice too.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
Oh,
that's too cute.
Who doesn't like that? Okay, so we've mentioned Merce, and I actually have a few people up here on the board. So Crispin Glover, the warden of this entire penitentiary currently, dead.
Womp,
dead.
Amy Vorpal's character, who she's not here tonight because her character is dead. Mm-hmm. Merce Leck, played by none other than Brendan Fraser, dead as well. Currently laying in two pieces upon the ground.
That doesn't necessarily mean dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, not without.
That's pretty.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a precedent established by.
We've seen people get better.
That's true.
Established by Darth Maul when he got cybernetic spider legs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's. This going to happen with Merce here. That's not my stuff.
Wait, Darth Maul got cybernetic spider legs?
Yes.
Then he got regular legs.
One of the Clone Wars. Did he got regular legs?
Yeah, now he's just got regular legs.
So it's like nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes Qui-Gon Jinn's sacrifice pretty fucking useless.
Pretty useless.
Yeah. Welcome to all of Qui-Gon Jinn's life.
Oh. No, he like developed the whole like after death thing.
They just told him that until he'd feel better about being such a fuck up.
Oh. I don't know. Without Qui-Gon, there's no Obi-Wan saving Luke.
That's okay. True. I like that actually.
Yeah, without Qui-Gon, there's no Darth Vader or like the death of all the Jedi.
This is also true.
So, Amy's other character, Tamiya, still alive. Still alive and currently cradling Merce's severed body in her arms.
Just draw a broken heart instead of an X.
Oh,
that's a heart.
That's a heart.
She has gas now.
And that's a broken.
She has
that's
gas
a that's
coming
a heart.
That's a blood.
Is that like a real heart? Like
anatomically correct.
Anatomically correct heart.
Emoji heart.
That's right.
Last up on our wall of fatalities, and I know these are very small to you guys, but if you go to StarWarsRPGPodcast.com, that's our website. You will see pictures, character pictures of all these people and kind of background information. So go there. Look at it. P9L, a droid, played by Drew Coombs previously. Missing. Not yet found, but presumably somewhere in this prison complex. So
we can rebuild him.
Why don't you, Drew, since we've gone around, introduce who you're playing.
All right, I'm playing Dax Stryker. He is a super cool TIE fighter.
A TIE fighter?
Yeah, he is a TIE fighter. Wow. Given human form.
Don't worry, guys.
Amazing.
Get in me.
Okay, so we may have taken the office out for some pre-drinks.
I like this idea, a Knight Rider TIE fighter mashup. Amazing.
Oh my god, please just put like P9L's brain in a ship.
I'm making some notes right now.
That's awesome.
But yeah, no, his main attribute is that he is super cool. But now that he's just lost his employers, his sunglasses fell off in shock. And shattered on the ground.
Oh, wow.
And not just because I left
your cool
them at
sunglasses?
Home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now I've lost a part of myself. My character is now damaged.
Okay. Oh, I like it. So maybe permanently uncoolified, but we'll see. Guys, that brings us right into the game tonight. Jesus. This is big, big, big time, big stakes. Who will live? Who will die? Mm. All right. Here we go, guys.
Here
so
we go.
Allow me to once again part the veil of reality.
Yeah, that feels good.
We stand within the incredibly hot. In fact, you can even hear the roaring flames around you guys from the pierced vat of molten metal, which has flooded the floor of this room. You stand within the execution deck, the execution chamber, deep in the heart of the pit. It's like you're in front of like an open furnace. You guys are all sweating. Sweat is beating on your brows or pouring down the sides of your face or however Rodian sweat. Panting, little tongue coming out of the...
They've got pores that open and close and make little breathing sounds.
Little like...
Ugh.
Yeah, this is actually pretty ideal for me.
Yeah.
This is a good temperature for you.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not bad. It's but not they, the worst.
Yeah. This is the execution deck. These are floors. This is the turbo lift you guys came out of. These are like prisoner cells. But they extend up 30 or 40 feet towards the ceiling. There's all sorts of machinery, foundry equipment, gear, and stuff like that. This center bit is this kind of central command place. That's where the warden was with his laser minigun. And then there seems to be a raised catwalk that extends out to a private turbo lift of some sort, perhaps a different one than the one you guys were just coming up. In this room, a few of you are standing together as Merslek's final breath exits from his lungs. He has been severed pretty much in half, not all the way through.
Chunky.
80%, but there's just no chance that he'll survive. Tamai is there, cradling him in her arms. Merce is looking up at her, Brendan Fraser, but triathlon hot. Rhee, you're there.
Yes.
Just nearby, also standing in this place, as is the character Tom Hardy is playing, none other than Jedi Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Gan.
That's still happening.
That's right. Jedi Knight, maybe former Jedi Knight, certainly unhinged, murderous Jedi Knight, Iron Gan. Put him there. Okay. Amy could not make it tonight, but I did ask her to write a death scene.
Ooh.
So I will describe to you exactly what we're seeing.
Oh, man.
It wasn't tragic enough last time. Happen and seeing her emote and react.
People feelings.
That's the first time I've made someone cry at a game.
All right.
It's hard.
That you know of.
But not the last, yeah. Hopefully
I always hide it.
Behind the sunglasses.
Okay, guys.
Tears.
This scene is titled, this is by Amy Vorpal, Merce and Tamaya, Aftermath. As Iron Gan ran his lightsaber through Merce's padded armor and his strong triathlon body, an even stronger heart, Merce's eyes went wide with realization that this might be the end for him. But even more importantly, this might mean the end for his love for the most beautiful woman who ever lived. That's Tamaya. She's played by Amy Vorpal in this game. Tamaya rushed to Merce's side, and Iron Gan entertained himself by wrecking more of the command console, shouting things like, "There is no tomorrow!" and "The pitch is a feast of the flesh!" and leaving the two lovebirds alone. "I never should have arrested you," said Merce. Tamaya laughed and cried and said, "You were the only reason I kept myself alive." "What about the rebellion?" Merce hacked. And he kept hacking, just hacking and hacking. Finally, he stopped hacking because he was dead. Shocked, Tamaya drew Merce close and whispered, "Fuck the rebellion. Fuck the Force." She closed Merce's eyes, stood up and yelled, "And fuck you, Iron Gan." She ran toward him, but he force-stopped her, enjoying the fire in her eyes. He laughed, his beautiful Mad Max mouth forming a smile more refreshing than blue milk. "It seems as if we're on the same side." "I'll never be on your side." Iron Gan laughed again and was just as beautiful this time around. "I killed your lover." Something into Maya switched, like a droid powering on. She stared deadly cold into Iron Gan's eyes, and everyone was jealous of their eye contact. "Merslek isn't dead," she grunted through Iron Gan's chokehold. "Merslek isn't dead." Be more grunty. Gringo yelled,
"What are you even talking about? He's right here, crumpled in a pile of flesh on the ground."
Tamaya didn't budge, partly because of her rage, partly because Iron Gan is a tough guy to look away from. Merslek can never die. He's a better Jedi than you will ever be." Gringo waved wildly.
"Girlfriend! Girlfriend! He's right here! I mean, I'm sad too, but I'm not delusional."
Tamaya grinned. "That's not Merce. Merce is alive and well, and I will spend the rest of my life finding him and avenging this failed attack on his being." Iron Gan looked confused.
"Wait, what do you think happened?"
"Merce and all of his midichlorians jumped from his body and is now searching for a new being to encapsulate his spirit." Iron Gan paused.
That's not how the Force works."
"I know this to be true. I will scour the galaxies to find my love again, and we will once more be united." Iron Gan laughed.
"I don't even want to kill you anymore. This delusional life you choose for yourself seems torture enough.
Dak joined in. Oh, there's one line at the very bottom for you, Dak. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. We got a crazy lady on our team. All right. Always adds a little bit of flavor, don't you think?
Yes. There we go. So that's what happens.
It is so hard to look away from Iron Yen.
Yes. So, yes, it is. So the Tom Hardy is. Well, in fact, that's right where we're going to pick up right now is Iron Yen. So has finished thrashing on the control panel, his lightsaber out in one hand, shirt still off, body still ripped. You know, kind of bulging with muscle.
So the saber was white, right?
Kind of bulging with muscle.
Totally bulging with muscle.
That's what he said.
Yes, white. It's a blazing white lightsaber with like a silver core to it. Mm-hmm. He's got it kind of down at one side as he turns from Tamiya and Merce towards Rhee, the only other person in there.
Yep.
And he starts to walk towards you. This is even as you guys can hear in the background the klaxons going off of like a T minus 15 minutes till base destruction. T minus 15 minutes. So far.
It's getting longer. All right.
Yeah, that's it. 30 seconds.
We're safe.
Till base destruction.
We're all right.
Yeah, okay. Imperial contracting strikes again.
Yes, that's right. but Iron Gan turns and walks towards you. You have a weapon on you. Do you have any weapons?
Nope.
No, nothing.
No, the web guns, yeah.
Web guns out.
Yeah.
Okay. You do notice as he starts walking towards you steadily and going, Rhee, we're more alike than you think. And he's got one hand up, the lightsaber at his side as he's doing this kind of thing. You notice, however, that floating near to the warden's corpse, just kind of aimless, an interrogation droid, stuck all over with confiscated weapons. The very weapons that were confiscated from you guys at the top. So if you guys have your notes on what it was you turned over, they're currently there. I want to jump over very quickly to everyone else in the group. Gringo,
hello.
Where were you right now? Where would you be?
I was flying above... I was above the lava somewhere, because you said lava had splashed over.
And by this point, lava or molten metal or whatever has flooded the entire floor. At this point, it's filled the entire floor of the this entire room and is spilling down the open turbolift shaft you guys came up. I guess the prisoners are dead at this point. You can still hear some of their screams. Maybe a few of them have managed to climb up onto some of these platforms over there.
Gibby, no!
Gippy somewhere on a deep lower level.
It'll take more than a lava bath to kill Gippy Bindu.
Yeah.
Who knows, man? Well, he might get more than that by the time this is over.
So I'm probably behind Rhee, just flying above the lava so I don't get soaked.
Okay, so you're up somewhere around here, behind up her, in the air. Yeah. Nice to be able to fly.
In the back, yes. Yeah. Very nice to be able to fly.
There's a chain still hanging from one of your little duck feet.
Yep.
That was from one of the prisoners who threw it up and was trying to pull you down. That guy's now toast.
Good.
There's very few of these like insane cannibalistic prisoners still left. Dak, you're a little more problematic. You were on the ground.
Yes.
I think you had just blown up a one of these web canisters that was in front of the blazing minigun the guy had.
Gun emplacement.
Yeah, the gun
you
emplacement.
Said there's a private turbo lift.
It is.
I'm sorry.
You would have been over here.
Lightsaber. What do we call them here?
Is it
turbo lift?
I thought that was Star Trek.
It can be two things.
Quick Vader. No, that's a different guy.
You are over here, and the private turbo lift is up here, opposite end of the map. So
probably going to be a hard sprint then through the lava.
And the lava, yes, was kind of honestly spilling down from this way. You look back behind you. Previously, right behind you was Quintel and Bosley, who was your other character.
Right.
You don't see them anymore, but you do see these open doors of the turbo lift thing, the turbo lift shaft open. And you don't see them, so you got to assume they jumped down there. And it's not a wall. I was going to say a wall of molten metal, but it's only like 3 or 4 feet tied of molten metal. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, I'd like to get on the other side of these doors and then see if there's some sort of clothes, and then maybe extra clothes. Is there an extra clothes button?
Okay, if you just want to jump into the shaft and
I'd like to maybe just swing around, because there's probably...
Swing around the inside, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an athletics check or coordination check, whichever one is better for you. The difficulty for that will be just two purple, but because of the pressure of not being incinerated, I'm going to add two black setback die. And before you roll that up, we better see how many dice we've got going in our force pool.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Force
pool. So, as usual, I'll roll my destiny die, force die.
Yay! One light side.
One light side point. Yeah.
One light side. Here we go. Let's do it, Dak.
Ooh,
one light side.
Light side.
One light side? Cool.
One light side. All right.
Nice.
Ooh, I don't like the tone you guys are setting.
Yeah.
Come on.
We need that hope. We need that hope.
Yes, we do. Opener over there.
Let's look at this.
I hate it. I hate it.
Oh, God.
I was really hoping for a repeat of that session where it was the inverse of that.
It was all dark side and everything.
Not today, governor.
Well, all right. So, I want to rehash our drinking rules if I can before we get going. So, as always, I like to encourage mandatory unhealthy drinking in my games because we're adults. So if you roll your roll and there's uncanceled threat left, whoever rolled that has to drink that many drinks. So if there's two uncanceled threat, you drink two drinks. If you spend one of your light side points, everyone has to take a drink in solidarity. If you roll despair, you have to drink, or you have to finish your drink, or in a reasonable approximation of that, depending on what you're drinking.
Sure.
So if you have
a large bottle.
Yeah, someone had a bunch of whiskey. Yeah, so you know, the equivalent.
That's Dax's bottle.
Well, I think anyone who survives this encounter maybe should have, or survives this game.
We'll drink a toast. Might have to we get out of here alive.
Yeah, look, I'm not driving later.
Survive the game.
I organize this.
Die in real life.
So we cut back to Dak, who is staring down at ground floor, not a wall, but a tide of molten metal rushing towards you, red hot, coming towards you. You can feel the hairs on the front of your face beginning to burn off already.
It's like open flash.
Face hairs.
Oh,
your face hairs.
Because you can feel like your eyebrows curling.
Before I roll,
I'm going to split them in half.
We're going to all take a drink.
Can I suggest a quote? Can we do a Force Awakens one, maybe?
I was going to say to Merce.
Oh, this was to Merce. No, that's
fuck Merce.
To Merce.
To Merce.
Clonk.
You're going to hold that speech against her, huh?
Are you kidding me? Or against him. Against him.
And girlfriend.
Does anyone drink for me?
Yes.
Drew probably
about,
will do
how
that.
How about you choose who drinks?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Right?
Listen, it's already, you know.
Is anybody in particular a lightweight?
I wish.
Me, I think, out of the group.
You are? Yeah. All right, so you're doing it then.
Great.
Perfect.
Wait, you should have indicated David. That would have made the game a lot more interesting.
Ooh, no, I'm not a funny drunk. I'm a sad drunk. I mean, or not sad. What's the word? Pathetic.
Oh. If there's anyone we need
I'm the guy
to
who's
like
it's like.
You're Hasselhoff with a cheeseburger.
Good. Yes, I'm Hasselhoff with a cheeseburger. All right. Yeah.
All right. So I am going to roll a coordination check, which happens to coincide with my latent force powers that I don't even know about.
Ah, wait a minute. Oh, I forgot. Ooh, this is fun. Okay. Before you make that roll, Space Colonizer, who we all remember.
Space Colonizer.
That's right. Some of us got to meet him in
person. Spread that seed.
When he came in to help
really?
Us out.
Yes,
yeah, when
he came in. That's,
that's fucking
cool.
Rad.
Yeah.
He's here. He gives all players a reroll. That's
what? Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, not me. Everyone but me. So
right side.
You guys are a bunch
good
of
choice.
Lame-os.
Thank you for setting right. us up.
You're welcome. You have soft hands.
I, however, on the other hand, you guys will get one. BSB Care 1 has joined. He gives me two rerolls.
Mm-hmm. Of course he does. Of course he does.
Four is better than two.
As soon as we celebrate.
And then DJ Regular, who is a new name for me on here, gives Faith two rerolls.
Oh, nice.
I know this person. Who is this?
Oh, goodness.
DJ Regular. Thank you, DJ Regular.
Thank you, DJ Regular.
I hit my microphone again.
Keep it regular.
Oh.
Nice. Hope your poops are normal.
Now you have a catchphrase for everybody.
All right.
That's what we cheers now. Keep it regular.
So we're going to go reach into this bag, take out a token, pass it around if you will.
So these are the rerolls people give us.
Oh.
Just to keep track.
Spend them as a coin.
Yeah.
So my coin actually doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. Because I was really concerned about that.
Do you want to check your screen again? Maybe Grango got some rerolls.
The screen is blank.
Just one then.
Okay. You should give some to Quindell.
All right.
I'm going to be rolling three green, a yellow, two black, two purple, and my force die.
Two black, roll it up.
I would be worried, but I'm me.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, light side.
So
uh-oh.
Each of those light side points counts as a
success or an advantage.
Yeah.
And I don't see any failures.
No, so you crushed this.
I'm going to say what?
One failure.
Oh, one failure. All right. So one, those are both successes then. And then that's only. How much advantage?
Two advantage and right. one success. No,
oh,
one advantage.
Successes. Oh,
one advantage, one success.
That's a lot of symbols are sometimes hard to count.
Yeah, it is, especially when you come into the game saying you're a TIE
Amy's
fighter.
Really good at
just
that.
A little tip.
Yeah, Amy's like, boom.
Amy gets
it. Yeah, she's a cyborg.
I feel that default in your room, like, but you're fast at it.
Okay, so one. So that was actually surprisingly close. Luckily, your force powers kick in. Mm-hmm. How do you feel something, or is there a?
I mean, it's my for my whole life. It's only just been the cool.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So as you take this pretty much blind leap of faith into an empty elevator mm-hmm. shaft with this wall of magma coming down behind you, you just feel like, yeah, I got this.
There's always a handhold or a rope to grab. It's, yep. You know.
The narrative will
provide.
And the narrative does provide as there is a handle as you come around the corner, swing around into the empty space as just moments later this magma comes pouring down behind you, illuminating this whole massive dark shaft. With orangish, reddish, hellish light. You can't help but look down just for a moment, mm-hmm. and you see it's like the scene from Return of the Jedi when, you know, the big pit that the Emperor is thrown mm-hmm. down? It's like that. It just goes down and down and down, and it's lined with all this stuff.
It's a Star Wars pit. It's, endless.
Ooh, it's, a, Star
it's a Star Wars,
Wars
pit.
It absolutely is a Star Wars pit. It just goes, man. Yeah. Also illuminated by this light is Quintel. Quintel, last session, you, character, leapt to safety to avoid this similar tide of magma. So you're already in here.
Perfect.
It also illuminates the three spider brothers who are in there.
Some guys. The spider bros!
These guys are good, despite the name.
We've converted them. Yes. They were the scorpion brothers.
They've discarded their red and yellow armor. They're now wearing purple and black armor.
I'm very glad they're
I was thinking of like literally like spider people.
Discard is an interesting way to phrase like killed most
thing
of them
the
and took
bottom
it.
Of Kashyyyk. I'm like, this is not cool.
They're all, so you got, you're new to the shaft. These guys have been in here
since. You can't
keep
saying shaft.
Stop talking about the shaft.
Okay, I got to stop
long,
doing that.
Long, dark shaft.
Tube. You guys, so you're in the tube, that's new. You guys,
now we're in the tube.
Tube's better? The empty tube? There's only so many words in my lexicon, guys.
Well.
It's our fault, really.
You guys are like in different crooks and crannies on the side of this thing.
Crooks and nannies.
As you guys come in, one of the Scorpion brothers, the medium-sized human, with the long black ponytail and the big black eyebrows, gives you the, shh!
He's watching us.
Who's watching us?
And even as you say that, you hear this little, like, skittering movement as you guys can see down around the, down below you, 50 or 60 feet, barely illuminated by the light. The serpentine long body of the trash dragon.
The fuck is the trash dragon?
Still alive. Dragons.
Okay, so that definitely did happen last time. I didn't just imagine.
Yeah, no, that really happened. His body is long and taupe or beige colored. It has six short lizardy legs with sharp claws on it that it uses to scrabble around, long whip-like tail, extended head with kind of three reddish eyes, long muzzle filled with these extremely narrow, sharp, needle-like teeth that are like kind of transparent and clear when it opens it up. It's just maws filled with like, and it's also stop motion animated. Mm. It's like moves around and like,
shifty, clack.
You can just kind of hear it like that.
Shh, who's watching us? One wrong move, it'll pull you into that fanged maw of yours. I don't know how we're getting out of this one. This might be the end for the Spider Brothers.
Cut back to you. All right, Gringo, I didn't really get an action from you on your turn. What would you be up to?
Let's see.
So you just kind of flutter into view around this this area over here, the command control thing. Probably from your viewpoint, you see Dak leap into the tube. Mm-hmm. You also probably just catch a glimpse of Rhee and this Jedi coming towards him with the...
That's right. Now I know what I want to do. I want to... Can I take the weapons from the droid and give it to Rhee? To get her weapons back? Because I can fly, it can fly.
Yes, if you want to zip down onto this thing, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I want
to
do.
To fly all the way to it from where you were before, you're going to have to take two strain to take an additional maneuver on your turn.
That is...
But I don't need any other checks, so you just fly into it. So little tiny wings beat as you zip into this open canopy. Probably for the first time you see Merce's body just severed in half. Tamiya's holding him. She just seems like blank, like catatonic after saying all those words she said. She seems to, or maybe she didn't even say those out loud. She may have played that whole scene out in her head because she has receded into not there.
That's not good.
Not good to know.
Yes. So you see that for a second. You also see the headless warden just laying there. His body's still like twitching slightly, and his head is just like staring blankly upwards. And then you hit this interrogation droid, big black round ball with all these like, it's just floating there. Blasters stuck on it. A bunch of grenades, I guess, just round spheres with various lights. And you're doing what with them?
I want to grab, can I grab every weapon for her? Or can I grab every weapon?
As many as your little hands can hold. So I would say you could grab a couple.
Okay. Well, I want to give her weapons as soon as I can. Great. She's about to...
And what are her weapons? Do you know? Do you remember? Wait, you don't tell him. What do you remember what she had?
She definitely has a blaster. Because she's a bounty hunter. And she has...
So you're looking at this thing. There's stuff all over it. And you're like... Duh.
What if you just push the droid over to her?
I feel like Gan would see it and stop it.
I mean, it's...
It might see you, too.
You are... Yes. Yeah.
He can't fly, though. Okay. Wow.
Well, I think let's go with what you said you're going to do already, which is you land on it. So you grab, there is a blaster.
I'll grab the blaster and the grenades. I know she has grenades.
Okay. You see a couple grenades, so you just grab, I say you can probably get two grenades and a blaster.
Okay, sounds good.
You say anything to her? Is you?
Ree! These are for you!
Maybe you forgot, you're feeling a little punchy. You forgot one of her weapons. Because of all the...
Ree! This one grenade is for you! The other one got lost, sorry.
All right, you chuck the blaster. I think you're referring to her vibro knucklers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
That's good, though.
That's right.
Good memory, Drew.
I think a blaster's there.
Yeah, she was...
gesturing it.
She was reenacting my favorite movie of last year, Creed.
Did you have a blaster? Is this somebody else's? Okay.
I think it was Fury Ribs.
Blaster flies over to you. Grenade. You're probably quick enough.
Yeah.
So you just snatch them, grab them out of the air. You guys are close enough. Back over to you, Ree.
All right. So I've got...
Yeah.
How... Wow. Just so that I'm clear, how close is everybody to me?
This is... We'll use the game ranges. So the game talks about ranges of engaged, close, I think short after that, medium, long, and extreme.
That's actually how I categorize my relationships.
Yeah. You're in an extreme relationship with somebody?
So you would be probably extreme because he's in like...
Fee. Ree, you get your weapons.
That's close. He's my lover.
Fee. I thought it was Phi.
It's Phi. That's Phi. Right.
Okay,
Phi.
But spelled Fee. Okay, so Phi. Ree, as you get your weapons out, Iron Gan walks towards you, and he's got his lightsaber still down. He's just walking steadily towards you, not perturbed.
You don't need those weapons, Ree. You can put those down.
He's doing hoodoo on you.
Blaster.
You are the only one who understands me. We understand each other.
I don't see how.
You've lost everything. I have nothing left. Feel has left us, hasn't she? She's gone. The warden's dead. There's nothing left. We should just give up.
Are you trying to like
put it down? He's mind hitting you with his influence ability to make you believe something you maybe don't believe. Can I have 3 force die, please?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is how many gets to roll.
What a motherfucker.
What is your discipline?
My discipline. 2 green.
Uh-oh.
Editing and sound.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not so smart.
I want to take 4 points.
I shouldn't have given her a weapon. He's just going to do this to her.
Right.
So,
we should all shoot him now.
I'm going to use that for my difficulty to oppose that. So the first thing is I'm going to see if he generates any dark side points.
Okay.
You think he does?
Oh, just barely.
Oh, cool.
A couple dark side points. Okay, so that means he is going to succeed on this ability to kind of influence what you believe in. Right now he's telling you is, just put down your weapons. There's nothing to fear here. Just give up, Ree. You're Ree and she's Phi.
Phi.
Just like Phi did. There's nothing left.
Okay.
Whoa,
now
hey,
I get
fucked up.
What's that about?
This is about despair. The pit of despair.
It is about the pit of despair.
Okay, so
my force died.
Existential asshole.
Jeez. He gets to roll 3 yellow and a green. And it's posed by 2 purple.
Look at this face.
Look for your 2 green.
She can't believe it.
That's
your discipline. What a load of shit. Spend the force point and give him a red die.
Yeah. All right. Wait. What do I?
That would be fair. If you want to spend a force point,
yeah.
I will change one of your purple to a red.
Okay.
That's not how the Force works.
There we go.
That's not how the Force works.
For worse.
For worse.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, it's off the table. It doesn't count.
Off the table.
The die. No, it's vanished forever. It's gone.
Okay, so I see two failures opposed by two success.
Oh, yes!
He's the opposite of me.
How the hell did you guys manage that? That's insane. He does, however, have four advantage.
Sure.
All right.
So I'm going to say that. So you have your gun out. Are you
three?
Yeah. It's like lowering, but.
Thank you. Three advantage. Gotcha. So I'm going to say. So it's two failure.
One advantage.
He starts to lure you into this, like, his patter as he comes closer, and you're kind of entranced by this lightsaber, and then he's just, like, a few feet away from you.
Oh, no.
And your hand's sort of dropping down, and then you shake it off. Gun jerks, but I'm going to spend my advantage on you fire, but you've been so rattled at this point, it shoots right over his shoulder towards this guy.
What?
Or the interrogation droid who's fluttering around in the back. I'm just going to say it zings you a little bit.
Ah, zing!
I'm going to turn that into just a burn mark on the shoulder, three strain damage.
Okay. Watch where you're shooting that!
I'm sorry.
Okay.
That shot really strains my credulity.
That misses. Can I, I'm still super close to him. I'm going to just go after him with my vibro knuckles and try to punch him.
You do not have your vibro knuckles at this point.
You didn't toss me up.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
What you have is your blaster and two grenades.
You're still touching the droid.
I feel like...
Shove a grenade in there.
All right. I'm going to jump back up to try and jump back on the ceiling where I was before.
Okay.
And latch onto it and shout at everybody to clear the room.
Would that be the ceiling of...
right above.
The little control area you're in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Where, you can do that, no problem.
Yeah.
And you've got gecko powers, so...
Yep. So I just like...
Oh, God, that's gross.
And I just start shouting... Gross.
It's cool.
Start shouting, it's not
diverse.
Gross.
It's not gross.
So she says that every time she clings to the ceiling.
To get out, of, you know, start shouting at everybody, get out of the room, clear the room, clear the room.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the only.
We will.
As far as I can.
I think yes. That's probably about what you can do on this turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So you leap up on the. As you leap out of the way.
No. Don't betray me.
Ooh. Ringo, over to you.
Okay.
Actually, let's jump over to these guys.
And we'll go back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dak and Quintel, you guys are in this shaft. You can see something moving around down there. Hot magma is pouring through, and even worse, you know that the rest of your friends are out there, and there's no elevators that are running in this turbolift shaft at this point. Everything is still shut down. You can hear this loud, like, woot, 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 the emergency alert going on. In fact, Dom, would it be possible to turn on our emergency red alert lights?
Ooh,
for self-destruct mode?
Yes, check your
monitor. Oh, thank you. And while Dom is doing that, Plate Mail Games gives...
That's Wes, right? Yep.
That's right, it is. GM Wes from Black Bag, who is every other Friday when I'm not playing.
Oh.
So he's last week and next week. Yes, and is an awesome dude. He does Call of Cthulhu, so turn into that.
Black Bag.
That's right, Black Bag. Gives me two rerolls. Thank you.
Oh, he's not so cool anymore.
Yeah, fuck that.
You don't like him
anymore. Don't watch that show.
Oh, damn.
That show's dumb.
Oh, it just got real.
There we go. It did just get real. Red alert lights, magma flowing. You guys, unless you guys want to climb up this entire turbolift shaft by yourselves, you might want to try and figure out a way to get back to the rest of your group over there.
So we are not surrounded completely by magma?
It's pouring down the shaft.
Yeah, it's like imagine doors of an elevator are open, magma's pouring through that, but you guys are to like the sides of the shaft.
It's a reverse Shining.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a reverse Shining. Now let's think about it like that.
We're the best.
Name of the episode?
The reverse Shining?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something cool doesn't happen. Called Shinny.
All right, Cameron, what would Quintel be doing?
Quintel would be, I'd be sitting here looking at this, and I'd start darting out and running exactly, and then I get distracted by his lightsaber because it's silver and shiny, and lunge at it to grab it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Quintel, cool. That sounds, first of all, sounds extremely dangerous. The one thing I should reiterate, though, is that you can't walk on the ground because it is literally
hot. So that's covered.
The floor is hot.
They're in a raised control area.
I would like to assume you could hear me shouting, get out of here. Don't come towards here.
Oh, that's true. You do hear her yelling.
Yeah, like stay back, stay back.
That's true.
So you do hear that. The other thing is, however, as you peer out around the corner... these are kind of like sections of the floor that are raised. They're like large bits of industrial
machinery. And where is the trash dragon and the
he's
spider?
In this pit.
He's in the hall with us.
They're in here down. They're with you guys. I just don't have pictures for them. So the trash dragon's like 60 feet below you guys, but it seems like it's got its little three eyes on you.
Can I push the Spider-Man into the trash dragon pit?
Whoa.
Yeah, they're all just kind of clinging to the walls like you guys.
No, they're good guys.
We're friends.
Quintel. I guess they're not Quintel's friend. He's been in prison for a while.
Yeah.
They were the Scorpion Brothers before in prison, and they were the gang that
it was. It was a Scorpion Brother who didn't die because we killed the other guys because I'm wearing most of their blood and armor.
Is it just one of them now?
It was just one. No, it was one Scorpion Brother, and then he recruited.
Yes, these are two randomly different guys. That's right. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That is absolutely fine. If you want to push one of these guys down towards the dragon.
Yeah, the one who was talking about it the whole time. He pissed me off.
I'm
pushing him in there.
Can you give me an athletics check to push this guy?
Yeah. Oh, I'm diving. Can I dive at his legs?
Yeah.
Instead?
You have something a little bit more.
Coordination, maybe?
Coordination, is that a little bit better for me? Yeah, that probably gives me three green.
Three green. To try and push this guy into the pit. All right, well, I have stats for him. That's going
to
be a...
We definitely need to remember to roll on the morality chart at the end of this session.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, this is, deeply immoral.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. Thank you for reminding me of that. Two purple is all that's opposed by.
Two purple. And I'll use a light side point.
Oh, yeah, burn through them.
Done.
Burn through them, killing your allies. I love it.
Girlfriend.
Sexy American girlfriend.
No, have another.
Whoa, he doesn't choose me every time.
No, it's every time.
No. Who's red is
you're
this?
His designated drinker.
It's okay, we'll figure it out later. Right. Just keep it over there.
All right, Cameron, we got you somebody else to drink.
All right, so I am doing three green, two purple, and one light blue.
Actually, the way you would do that is when you use a light side point, you get a replace.
Green
with a yellow.
So I am doing a yellow, two green, and two purple.
Good presentation.
Yes.
Roll it up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Very proper.
I'm an actor, you know.
Don't fuck it up. Hey, you didn't fuck it up. You did real good.
That's nice.
Three success and one advantage.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the spider brother, the human guy, the guy from before who you originally saved goes, listen, I have something very important to tell you. He like leans in close, one hand off of the railing, and then you just go, eh. What? No!
We're not with him.
My advantage is that it distracts the trash dragon. Because it snatches him midair, so it has to take time to eat him.
Yeah, it definitely takes some time to. That was exactly the kind of meaty snack it was looking for.
Perfect.
And then you just hear that
in the big long dark shaft.
Yeah, that's right. Its mouth opens up and you can see those three like kind of like chameleon type tongues that it has in its mouth. And they shoot out and
oh god!
Yeah, and he's reeled in. And then you just hear the
He's still alive.
Hey, man, that's not cool.
Hey, man, now that fucker is taken up by the dragon, let's get the fuck out of here.
I mean, that is cool.
That works. All right, well, over to Dak. Dak, what do you do? The dragon is like kind of like skitters down the shaft and disappears into one of the refuse vents that had been spouting earlier.
Poopy holes.
So, you can still hear the guy screams as he's carried away into... No, not into a river of shit! It's getting my wounds!
Yeah, I'd like to sort of...
I wish I was dead!
...climb up towards the top of the door and see if I can get to this raised floor area that's right outside of the elevator shaft.
I think you definitely can do that. Kind of pretty much trivial, I think, to do that check. You can kind of climb out onto... And it's this whole set of... It looks like foundry equipment. Most of the time, giant vats. In fact, some of these vats are empty because all the magma has flowed out onto the floor. The retaining wall has been blasted through from last session. You're about 10 or 12 feet up above the surface of this magma on the floor when you climb up onto the top of it. It's thick, heavy black iron. It's all extremely sooty. You're going to soot all over yourself just touching it. But you're on top and you're clear.
Black is a cool color.
You look around. You see... you don't see Rhi anymore.
Yeah.
I did hear her do some hollering, though.
So you did hear her do some hollering.
I'm going to try to give that a wide berth, maybe stick to the edges.
Stay back.
Okay, still have another maneuver on your turn, or you can make an action.
How hard would it be to use maybe my enhancing force abilities to take a really long jump, because I'm so cool. I've never thought about how...
What do you want to jump to?
Across to the other side.
There? Let's say, so assuming you're here.
Towards the elevator.
Over to here.
Yeah.
Ooh, That would be pretty good.
What's the range, do you think, of the gap?
Is that the elevator? Medium. Or is that the elevator?
The elevator's at the very top.
That's the elevator.
Little black trapezoid.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely do that. I would need a 3 purple check, and I'm going to give you 1 black setback because you're running across like a kind of treacherous machinery.
All right.
You're going for that?
I mean, sure. Why not?
Why not, indeed?
First, I need to activate my...
Your force power.
My force jumping.
Yes, okay. Let's see if this works.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
He needs it. He needs it.
Ooh, double really black.
The reroll didn't work.
You're going to spend your reroll on your force power. I see what you're doing. Sounds good to me.
The man died so that I could live, and I'm running away instead of helping people out of the shaft.
So you're going to turn to the dark side?
I don't want to turn to the dark side, but like maybe I can like flirt with the dark side and it'll buy me a drink.
That's fine. So like, using dark side points is fine.
Yeah. I don't think it's fine. You seem too enthusiastic about it.
We're all a little more.
You'll incur one strain.
Sure.
As you just kind of do it, and 1 point of conflict.
Okay.
There's just one there.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
That won't come back to bite you in the ass.
I mean, who gives a shit?
And greater narrative repercussions, but who
cares? Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing is, as you pointed out before, if you use a dark side point, it has to be coming from a negative, dark place.
Yeah. Oh.
This is cowardice, fear?
No, this is... cowardice and fear, that's not cool. It's just...
cowardice?
It's literally just inconsideration.
Okay, so it's self-preservation.
It's an ego. Yeah.
Selfishness.
It's an ego thing. Yeah.
Selfishness. That works for me.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying like I get away because I'm better, but it's just like I'm getting away.
Can you open this?
They don't exist.
Shit. Do I have my keys? Do you guys have my keys, Mike?
Okay, roll it up, man. So you're going to get 1 automatic success on this roll.
Oh, good.
1 purple is probably fine. I'm going to spend a dark side point to make it 1 red.
Cool.
All right, David drinks. Not that I want you to fall face first into lava, but...
No, but...
light side point?
Yeah, I'm spending a light side point, yeah.
Oh, you're... Oh, you got to flip it?
No, not yet.
Okay, here we go.
That's what happens.
To Merce.
Sexy American girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
No, that was great.
Oh, that's great.
It's success and 2 advantage.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah.
Boom! You're through the air, like you're expecting to like have to maybe grab on the opposite edge, and instead you like land and you look behind you, and there's like 1.5 feet of space, and you're like, okay.
No, I land, and I was like, that's how far cool people jump.
All right, so yeah, you're not even surprised.
If I was some lame dickhead, I'd have to grab an edge.
You're on the opposite edge of the pit. That's no problem. You pushed the man to his doom. Mm-hmm. Back to Gringo.
Okay, let's...
You gotta get that thing off your leg so that I can use the joke I've been saving for, like, 2 weeks.
Get what thing off your leg?
You got a chain.
What? Yeah, but...
You have a
you
chain.
You got it. Are you thinking it?
You've got a chain dangling
from
your leg.
You don't want to validate me?
It's dangling almost down to the level of the lava. You are still hanging on to this interrogation droid, which is kind of rotating.
Is the chain getting hot then? Like, is it heating his leg?
So long, not yet.
Okay.
Here's a question. How much can I hold up if someone grabs onto the chain?
You're a wee little fella. You could maybe get shot. You could maybe get this guy because he's your same size, but nothing bigger than Silhouette Zero. All
right.
If you're being helped by the propulsion systems of a weird droid that's bloop 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 blooping?
Give me before the dragon wakes
interesting.
Up.
Interesting.
That would work. I would also, if someone was hanging from it and you're trying to bear him along, you would take strain each round, just as you're kind of like.
Yeah! I don't know how much more of that you can take.
What if instead of me holding them, they just swing from it once.
It would just take strain once.
Okay, cool.
And there might be an athletics check, depending on what happens.
Reed, do I need to get you out of there? Are you going to be okay?
Oh, I'm going to be fine.
She can stick on to the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm pretty high up.
He's jumping like a Jedi. Like a dark Jedi.
No, I'm just cool. There's no such thing as Jedi.
I just got to help.
The coolest jump I've ever seen.
Quintel, what's your plan getting out of that shaft that you're in? You just killed a man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to kill everybody in the shaft?
No, just the one to distract him.
Okay, just the one. That's fine.
Just the bare minimum to distract.
Just one.
Can you fly?
I cannot fly.
Nope.
No.
Wingless aquatic. Bat.
He's got a bat, but they're for swimming.
I can hear really far away.
Aquatic bat.
Aquatic bat,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Aquatic space bat.
Wait. You're an Aquabat?
Oh my god.
He's an Aquabat.
Oh my god.
He's a... You and the chef do, by the way, hear the screams of the other two spider brothers going, oh, why did we listen to him? We shouldn't have joined the spider brothers. This is terrible.
Join the Quintel brothers.
So, you formed a plan, though, it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay.
Come get me.
You know what? I took one of those grenades off the droid. I think I'm just going to hit it. I'm going to throw it at Gan.
Oh.
Wait,
that's surprising.
Really?
Okay.
Right? Don't we want to kill that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, steal his lightsaber.
She is in the room. And that roof in the thing that she's in is just a few feet above where his head level would be, like on the roof. You guys have not talked yet in character.
Yep. Okay.
You've got a grenade, but she's in the room. But the only thing you would notice is that if the explosion was not precise, it might catch her.
Yeah.
You're all right.
She seems hardy.
You're all right.
I did fine.
How about if I throw the grenade to block his path
Tom Hardy joke,
towards the elevator?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so let's do that.
You seem hardy.
So I want to chuck a grenade.
So you're going to throw it like at the base of this thing here?
Yeah, okay. Because I can fly, she can stick to the ceiling, he's a madman, and Quintel's going to be great. It's a frag grenade.
It's a frag
this
grenade.
One.
That's great. That does a lot of damage. So roll a ranged light roll. I'm only going to oppose that because you're just targeting a piece of ground.
Okay.
Just one purple.
Okay.
But I got to spend one of my dark side points to make that one red.
I'm going to do the same.
Okay. So
because my range light is terrible.
Flips back over. So what are you rolling then total?
Let's drink.
For Nurse.
Whose body I might create.
Girlfriend.
Be joining shortly.
Oh, Tamiya's in there.
Oh, fuck. No. Why
but
would
like,
Tamiya
where
run?
Where in there?
Why would she have not run when
she's gone catatonic. Okay, that's fair.
She got a force shield. She'll be okay.
That's right.
All that evil stuff going on.
So the way I'm just going to run her, since she's not here, she's just kind of gone blank. She's not going to say anything. But if you're like, go over there, Tamiya, she'll just be like, okay.
And she did run several rounds ago. Yeah, get out of here, run
get
away.
Get out, run away.
Okay.
Will she always be dragging the body with her?
Let's
no.
hope not.
According to the death scene she wrote, she now believes that the body is inhabiting her.
Yeah, that's not worse.
So I'm okay with that. So let's say Tamiya is running down this platform here.
Would it make it easier if I, like, see where I am? If I went to where I'm dropping, so I drop the grenade instead of throwing it. So I fly.
It's already
drop.
One purple. That's as easy as I can make it for you.
Right. Just
something
one purple
micro.
And
yes,
one yellow. That's it. That's my ranged light,
right,
guys. It's gonna be great.
Boy.
Okay, so you've got this grenade. You're like, this is
how this works, right?
It starts thrumming.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
failure.
Two beautiful advantage.
Oh, yeah. Failure with two advantage.
All right. I will use...
Do you want to use one of your rerolls there?
I'm going to first use my second chances ability.
Very good. Can you use that once per encounter or once per...
Once per encounter.
Okay.
That'd so be I can reroll to up to two good dice.
Okay.
But this is going to be just one. Well, now I got to reroll.
Okay.
Actually, how important is this grenade going off? It's not that bad, right?
She's going to take a little damage.
I mean, it could be pretty awesome if you do it, right?
Yeah,
all right, let's do it.
Could be helpful.
Yeah.
Reroll.
Let's do
it. Let's encourage the chat to get us more rerolls.
Reroll the whole thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, indeed.
That wasn't a good idea.
This is a terrible idea.
Oh!
Yeah!
Can I use my reroll?
You can.
Mm-hmm. But you shouldn't because
if we spend a reroll to destroy despair, it's a social.
Okay, you're all using right. your reroll.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thanks, right.
Everybody, drink again.
Fuck despair.
Oh boy, that would have been.
I'm so glad I used my dark side point.
I'm a really good gambler. Trust me.
What is it?
Okay, fuck you. Fuck.
I can't see the red one, but tell me
it's a despair! Yeah. Double despair. Yes.
I also love that you made your own sticker despair shirt. I don't know if we
I was going to paint it. I didn't have enough time. I'll have a painted one next
time. You're like the nerdiest evil Green Lantern.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Huh. Despair once again. So the way I see this so far
is you
set this grenade, you've hurled it. It bounced, you went, oh! It like, bing, bounces into there. Everyone goes, oh! Hits again, landing even a worse spot. Oh! Bing, bounces again. Everyone's like, comes right back down in that spot, still rotating. Are you re-rolling it? Was anyone else
Does anyone have any
wasting their reroll?
She has three.
Yeah, but I kind of want to...
You have three.
That's three.
You have three. Right,
but right, that's right, it. No, I think that's... Are you jumping in on it? Okay, jump in on it if you want.
Oh,
it's just too bad.
Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Let that despair happen.
All right.
But
no.
We got another reroll.
Never.
But you have to be the next voice that's rolled, no matter what it is.
Oh, I like that as a cost for spending despair or rerolling despair.
Failure. Right, just a failure. We can work with failure. Yeah.
That's true.
Failure and one advantage.
And an advantage.
Cool.
Great. So if you never rerolled anything, you would have been
fine.
In a better position.
This is
fine. Yep.
Whatever.
Thank
the
you.
The first roll was the best roll, right?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It was the best.
That happened to me in another game where I spent all of my rerolls making a guy miss a little less badly.
That's what happens when you come up against the striker.
So the grenade, like, bounces, like, again, like, rolls right to Tamaya's feet or something like that. And then she kicks it back.
Okay.
In the just as it goes off, and then blows up. I am going to say that it blows through the supports, the struts, holding this catwalk to the central structure there. And, like, swings out. It's only one failure, so it's just not too bad. But
that was kind of my goal all along. So.
Oh, well, great. Well,
cool, great.
You've structurally compromised the one way to
you
get to the
left. You just trumped. You failed upwards.
I fly.
Tamaya, like, starts losing her balance on it a little bit. The Jedi looks up at where you are. Three.
You shouldn't try and run from your fate.
And he raises his lightsaber. And then blaster bolts come shooting out at you guys as the as from some side door over here. That works. There's, you know, it's a whole floor.
Sure.
There's doors and stuff. If anyone wants to go through doors, just let me know.
Sure. Two walkways with no rails.
Two droidekas come rolling out.
Oh,
you know, the ones from the beginning of the prequels.
Yeah.
Well, these guys don't have their projector fields. They've lost that over however many years.
Sold them.
Yep.
Lifetime of grambling, man.
Yeah. And start
poor droids.
Beep, 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 laying down suppressing fire at whoever the biggest threat is. And, of course, that's obviously the Jedi with the lightsaber out who just killed the warden. He wheels around with his lightsaber, does a couple cool pairings. Looks up towards you for a second. Looks over towards you and everything like that.
Oh, no.
Grunts and then does a, like, force jump.
Uh-oh.
Leaps out the same way you do. I can roll for it, but he passed because he's got a bunch of...
Let's see your fucking try.
Yeah, let's see that pass.
Yep. All right, come on, you guys. Come on now, I need two more.
Oh, sure. Two more force die.
Yeah.
So you pass...
He just needs a black.
Holy cow.
Okay, so he leaps out so hard... Does a wicked back gainer through the air. Lands on the ground next to one of these droids with his lightsaber and does like a whoosh, starts slashing at him. Dak, that puts him dangerously close to where you are.
Which is great because his back's to me and he's fighting droids.
That's
I have a blaster.
So laser bolts start blasting off of all you guys. Let's go back to the top of the order. So that's Ree. Ree, so you are now clinging to the top. You just saw that guy jump out. This walkway starts to sag, especially as the struts on the ground begin to soften from the hot molten metal, beginning to weaken the entire thing. Now that the struts connected to that central pylon have been blown away by that grenade,
nice.
Which your ears are probably still ringing from that a little bit.
That is how frag grenades work.
Yeah. You can see the entire thing beginning to... It looks like you're going to have to act quick to get along it or come up with another plan.
Can I? All right. I'll jump onto the catwalk. I'm going to try quickly to grasp on and run up to where everybody else's wall.
I'm going to need a coordination check. In this case, at this point, just one purple because it hasn't sagged too much.
Okay.
Or you could swing from my chain.
That's true.
Can you carry my weight?
I mean, you're just swinging. So you're just going to swing
and then
jump.
Oh, and so I see you're thinking, jump out of here, grab onto your chain, and then swing and, like, Tarzan it.
Yeah,
over
exactly. So I'm only holding her for, like, a split second.
And since Brendan Fraser just died.
Fraser.
With a G?
Is Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, Fraser. Brendan Fraser.
Oh.
Brendan Dickhead died.
He explained that on a Comedy Central interstitial one time, and I've always remembered it. Yeah, right? Yeah, he knows. Okay.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah. It's like a little like 2 second bit in between commercial break and the show starting.
Like Comedy Central was good, but nobody bought advertising on it, so they're like, fuck it, let's just play Mystery Science Theater for 4 hours.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's probably where I saw it every single week during MST 3000.
Back when Penn Jillette was the voice of Comedy Central.
Yeah, that's right. Fine remembrances of a less hectic time. But anyway, bringing us back to the magma-filled, exploding penitentiary.
So yeah, all right, I'm going to grab on. I'm gonna yank,
okay,
yank his chain.
I still think I need one purple coordination check.
Okay,
to
one
do this.
Purple.
Honestly, I think that sounds harder. I think it would be a two purple coordination
check. I'm going to hold on to the chain. Like,
okay, so you'll help. Okay, then how about this? That's one purple for you, Rhi, but you're going to take two strain as you're trying to stay airborne.
I'm taking a lot of strain.
Are you still clinging on to this interrogation droid? Thank you.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't look good.
I'm smiling.
Anytime David does that.
Yeah!
Your finger guns are a bad sign.
All right,
what happens?
I'll let you dictate it. You're on the...
So you're doing a swing out. I just need one purple, whether you're running across the catwalk or you're doing that.
I'm swinging. I can't... No, you know, all right, I'll just leave it at that. I'll
worst case scenario, you fall short and you stick to the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
I can also take athletics if that's better.
That's much better.
Oh, I'll take athletics.
Oh, cool.
Let's do that. I get a yellow.
What about piloting? Where's one of the any hover sleds around?
Not yet. Although you might remember a hover sled
anything
from a couple
else?
Sessions ago.
I do remember.
Something else I need to add?
I parked
just these?
It.
Isn't three green better than one yellow
no,
one green?
No, you're good.
Would three green be better than one green
arguably,
one yellow?
Arguably.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really know the math on it. It's kind of hard to compute.
Let's
I think so. Coordination.
Let's flip a light side point and have the best of both worlds.
That's
just like my favorite Star Trek
episode.
So
you can
episode.
Have three green,
let's
or two green and one yellow, yeah.
Okay.
Let's have two green and one yellow. And
roll it up.
For Merce.
Yeah.
For Merce.
For Merce.
Merce hates sand.
What happened to that?
So
deck?
Many
that's
successes.
So many successes.
Wait, what?
Dun, dun, dun,
the light fell out of that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was like, what is this new
what is
design?
This symbol?
This is like the
only half a threat.
Only half a threat.
Six Siders came with my Warhammer box set. I had one die that went to seven, and then a whole bunch of the pips all fell out of
it. I like it, yeah. So, yeah, you've got five successes and half a threat. That's not so bad.
It's the coolest swing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You look like fucking Indiana Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except
you swung so hard, he flew after you in the vacuum you left, right?
Yeah, there's a sonic boom. No, I think it's just you look even cooler than Dak doing this shit. Jack's such a blowhard. You just do like a
which
one hand
blowhard.
Earth force
I have backed up every weird claim I've made.
That's true. Still, nonetheless, you one-handed, you fly off. I'm gonna put you. That gives you enough. You land on the catwalk, roll past Merce, or not past Merce, past Tamiya.
Tamiya.
Right up to the doors of the turbo lift and hit the button. The doors go ping.
Yep. Perfect.
Ooh,
I
nice.
Love it. Perfect. I love it.
Beaut.
Shit.
Fly press out.
Door
of there.
Open. Door open.
Ooh,
Can I'll just be in the elevator and be like, I've been trying to get out of here for months.
We're going to have to
he is the elevator.
Wait, didn't one of you have his brain? Yeah, you've got his brain.
Yeah, in your pocket.
In your
you
butt.
Actually do from the
butt.
Last time we played together months and months ago.
It's strange that
you
I know
kept
that.
Kept it the entire time. They have not found him yet.
Yeah,
now it's been all the way up your ass.
It was literally in his butt. That's what you said last
time. No, no, I said he's got folds.
But
he's got
little
back
folds.
You
changed it to butts.
He keistered it.
I don't know if I remember that.
You did. I'm not making that up, but go back and listen.
Okay. All right, all right, all right.
Do you even listen to the podcast? I mean,
an awesome Indiana Jones as swing puts you, the doors open up, and you just, now you just need to get everybody in there, and that goes over to you two guys. So I want to go over to Cameron first. You're still in the shaft. Mm-hmm. You don't know where Dak went, but it's wide open. You're over there, and
big wide open
looks
shaft.
Like you're trying to get over there. That's not sexual. Yeah. Wide open shaft doesn't mean anything.
You have not seen the same videos I have seen, sir.
I guess not, yeah.
I can climb the top of the thing, right?
No problem. And you're a small guy, so you can fit in a lot of places you couldn't normally.
Cool. So on my way up, do I notice any?
One thing you notice is Grango fluttering out there with a chain hanging down from his leg.
Well, on my way up, do I notice any like holes or anything that I can crawl into on like?
Yeah. Part of the inside up? Of the shaft itself. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
So there's ones that I can go into.
Yeah, there's probably like there'd just be like air ducts and conditioning areas.
Okay.
Too small for these guys, but you
so
can...
So I notice
just for
an
her.
Air duct to my left about
bring
like two-thirds of the way up the ladder.
Yeah.
I pull off the thing and I dive into it.
Okay, no problem.
Yep.
In you go. Okay.
And then on my right, I see a little control panel.
Oh, yes, you do. Absolutely. Beep doop. Just a very simple one for maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Beep doop. So great. Do you want to make a check on this thing?
It
would be computers, probably, or mechanics, depending on what you're trying to do.
I have mechanic. Well, I need to figure out what it is first, right? Or we need to decide what it is?
Well, question would be, what do you want to do?
Well, I want to figure out how to, if it's possible, to stop the flow of the lava.
Yes. That's good thinking. You can, so peering out, there's like also a grate in front of you that looks out. And you're looking out through one of these grates. You can see out over this machinery and stuff. And you can see these sluices are open. They must lead outside to where the magma field is. Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to do it from this panel, but it'd be possible.
Yeah.
Or redirect it. Yeah.
So I think the first thing that I'd have to do is, because I feel like the panel doesn't do that directly.
No, probably not from inside.
But I can reroute the panel itself.
Yeah, you'd have to slice it.
Right.
Hack it, yeah. So I would take a computer's check in that case, and it would be three purple.
So computers, three purple.
I just sort of hit and stuff.
I've got four green. Smart.
Wow.
I have four really green. Can I have...
You're a smart guy. A couple more?
Yeah. And then I have that, like, pack that we were talking about.
Yes.
So I want to pull something out of my pack.
Okay, so you reach into your pack, and you start rummaging around.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I find
what do you get?
I find three slice computer slice spikes.
Okay, yes you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you stole those from some point, contraband from somebody, you come out with them. They're a little bit old. They're a model from, you know, Clone War era, so they're about 25 years old. Mm. But they probably still correspond with this.
Yeah.
I'll give you two boost die for that.
Yes, you will.
It's an older gold sir, but it
holy cow.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. So for the fans. We've got two boost die, four green, and three perps. And you know, I'll flip a little light side point, too.
Because you don't have to drink?
I like it.
You don't have to drink.
Their overconfidence feeds the dark side.
For Merce.
For Merce.
For Merce.
Don't Grango it.
Oh, I don't think he did.
Mm-mm. Oh, my.
Wait a minute, though.
So we've got...
Oh, that's a success. Good.
That's three success, four success, five success.
And two fails, so total three success.
Three success, and
one
advantage. One advantage.
Yeah. No, that's seven. It's seven success total. So that's
five success.
And two
after the negative.
Success and two advantage.
Yes. Wow. It turns out you're like, this probably doesn't control that lava vendor directly. Oh, it does.
Oh, and I can aim it at that iron gang.
And that and more. Yes.
Yeah. So the lava is now directed at. What's his name? Ibogaine?
Iron Gan.
I'm sorry,
Iron
Gan. What did you say?
Ibogaine.
Ibogaine.
Okay. That so yeah,
no, read the screen first.
I've been able to redirect it so that like we have clear pathways to walk, and that's the lava is shooting like in a spunnel.
A spiral?
Spiral, that's the word. And spiral directly at Iron Game.
He's that's, the one not yeah. drinking.
That's enough successes.
That's incredible.
That's enough successes to make that happen. So I'm going to say, yeah, you're like, you just start like, all of a sudden you guys in the room hear these shutters start going, and like some sort of crazy complicated thing is happening. All the magma dries up between here and there, I guess. It kind of finishes draining into
there.
Ooh,
now it's made cobblestone.
Hmm.
Yeah, it kind of dries up there.
It's a Minecraft joke.
Why did you ask that? That's fine. Get out of here with that. And then over here, these vents have like closed, and you can hear them shuddering as they're holding back more and more tons of liquid metal. And then finally, you just flip them open, and all the pent up magma sends it spraying in a waterfall of molten steel droplets towards Iron Gan. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again next week. Until then, may the Force be with you.